In the name of Jesus. An old hymn that may have become a new favorite of yours is God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. The author is Erdmann Neumeister, who died in 1756. The hymn was first translated into English in 1991. So if you were not familiar with it before its publication in Lutheran Service Book in 2006, you weren't too late to the party. If this hymn has become a favorite of yours, though, it gives you an indication of some of the gems that are still buried in 300 or more year-old hymns that have not been translated into English. We boldly sing in this hymn, "Sin, disturb my soul no longer, I am baptized into Christ. Satan, hear this proclamation, I am baptized into Christ. Drop your ugly accusation, I am not so soon enticed. Death, you cannot end my gladness, I am baptized into Christ." It would be nice at this point to say amen and end the sermon, but that would be premature. It is not that amen is incorrect. Amen means, of course, this is most certainly true, and what we sing in the hymn is true. It is just that our experience contradicts what God has told us is the truth. St. Paul also apparently tells us something different in our reading for today. St. Paul told the Christians in Ephesus, as well as us, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. The footnote in the English Standard Version text for self reminds us that the Greek word here is man. So we can use terminology with which you are probably more familiar. Put off the old man, put on the new man. St. Paul is expressing the Christian doctrine of simultaneously sinner and saint, for which the theologians use the Latin phrase simul justus et peccator. We are at the same time both a saint and a sinner. That doesn't mean that you are partially one and partially the other. You are not partly a sinner, gradually getting better, becoming more of a saint. You are 100% a saint. What God does, He does completely. When God marks you in your baptism as one redeemed by Christ the crucified, there was and is no doubt that you have been declared free from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. You are 100% holy in God's sight. Yet you know that you struggle with everything from which you have been freed. You are still 100% a sinner. St. Paul recognized this in telling us to put off the old man and put on the new man. Luther reminded us in his explanation of holy baptism that this is a daily necessity. Perhaps if Luther were writing today, he would say that we need to drown the old man and let a new man arise 24/7. We will never be rid of the old man, the old self, while we remain in our flesh on this earth. To give us an understanding of what this means for us, we turn to J.S. Bach. Today we commemorate Johann Sebastian Bach Cantor. Not being a Bach expert, I base my comments here on the thoughts of Martin Geck, a musicologist from Dortmund, Germany. Bach wrote his cantata Alles, was von Gott geboren, BWV 80A, while he was a court organist in Weimar. It was first sung for the first Sunday in Lent in 1715 or 1716. Bach usually did not write his own words, but used a libretto written by someone else. For this cantata, alles was von Gott geboren, all that which of God is fathered, Bach used a libretto written by the court poet Salomon Franck. The first movement is an aria for the bass. All that which of God is fathered is for victory intended. What by Christ's own bloodstained flag in baptism hath been promised wins in Christ forevermore. Bach could do with music what is very difficult or impossible to do otherwise. Cantatas have both a sung part and a musical accompaniment part. A master church musician like Bach could say one thing with the sung words, something else with the musical accompaniment. Martin Geck calls this action smuggling instrumental music into the cantata to create a compositional fabric more richly elusive in both in music and content. What Bach did in the opening aria of this cantata was to add an instrumental melody under the bass singer playing the chorale, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." A question that must be answered is, which stanza of "A Mighty Fortress" is Bach alluding to? The closing chorale of the cantata is a harmonization of the second stanza of Luther's hymn, "With might of ours cannot be done." That this is the stanza that Bach had in mind is seen in the revision that Bach later made to his cantata to produce the cantata for Reformation Day, BWV 80, Ein feste Burg ist unser Gott. In that cantata, Bach gave a text to this instrumental melody, precisely this stanza of the hymn, "With might of ours cannot be done, soon were our loss effected." Returning to the opening chorale of BWV 80A, or opening cantata, the bass sings, "All that which of God is fathered is for victory intended," while underneath the instruments are playing, "With might of ours cannot be done, soon were our loss effected." What is Bach saying with this hymn of Luther that he has smuggled into the aria? Martin Geck explains. In retrospect, it is clear that with his interpolation of a cantus firmus, that is, instrumental melody, the Weimar Bach has given us a proper exegesis of his librettist's text. We ourselves, he emphasizes, are in no way destined to be victorious. Rather, we are weak human beings who would soon be lost in our struggles if Christ were not fighting for us. It is not we, but he who is victorious. Franck had first expressed this idea in the final chorale. Bach brings it out in the Lutheran sense of simul justus et peccator from the beginning. Thus far, Martin Geck and Bach. That brings us back to St. Paul. If you understand St. Paul as he talks about no longer walking as the Gentiles do and about putting off the old man and putting on the new man, to be telling us simply to buck up and try harder because we will eventually and must eventually succeed, if you think that, you have missed the entire point taught by St. Paul and by Luther and by Bach. With might of ours cannot be done. Always remember that you are a 100% sinner. It is not a matter of restraining or retraining the old man sufficiently so that he begins to look more and more like Jesus. That will never happen. You have to keep putting off the old man. But also remember at all times that you are a 100% righteous person. That new man that daily arises from the baptismal waters is not getting better and better. He is already perfectly holy, perfectly righteous. All of this is possible because of the suffering and death of Jesus Christ, the holiness which Jesus willingly gave up so that he could become a vile sinner is yours through the baptismal waters. You have been declared righteous, a saint. And that brings us back, finally, to the hymn that opened our sermon. I mentioned that apparently St. Paul was telling us in our reading something different from the hymn, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. Apparently, but not actually. Sin disturb my soul no longer. I am baptized into Christ. If you are like me, you have difficulty saying this with conviction. But that's because you and I forget that we are both saint and sinner. The sinner, the old man, can never say this with conviction. But I am baptized into Christ. It is the new man who is speaking here. The new man will always say this with conviction and with absolute truth. We live in the tension between always putting off the old man and always putting on the new man, and so sometimes miss the obvious. Without a doubt, with might of ours cannot be done, but just as certainly, without a doubt, who will deliver us from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin, Satan, death, disturb my soul no longer. I am baptized into Christ. In the name of Jesus.